New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What is happening, people? Welcome to the Gender Banter Podcast. First off, just let me announce some gigs in this first section, then we'll play the intro, then we'll get kicked off like a motherfucker. I have to plug these gigs, there's so many coming up. If you're in the Oma area, we are playing Lola's, which is the Silver Birches Hotel. It's a new venue there. I think it's normally cut out for the likes of Derek Ryan or that other fucking Nathan Carter fella. Seats about 200. So there's still a few tickets left for that. If you're in that area, if you're in the general Tyrone area, you know, this is the first show I think we're doing down that neck of the woods. So get your tickets for that. You can ring the hotel, reserve them. It's probably the easiest way to do it. There is an event, Bright or whatever you call it, for the tickets, which I'll probably post at some stage. But for the meantime, you can just ring the hotel and reserve them. As far as I know, that's the 11th of March, Saturday night. In the Oma area, Tyrone, where are you from? Derry, get in there. Make a fucking day trip. I'm going to do a competition today. Winners will be announced in a few days. So if you want to get over to my Facebook once you hear this, or get over to my Facebook, the official Colin Geddes Facebook. It'll also be shared on the Barry the Blender one and the General Banter one and all that shit. But you'll be able to enter, get some tickets. And if you don't, mate, just fucking go anyway. You know what I mean? Wise up. Psychopath. Then, of course, we have Lavery's Comedy Club, which is on the 15th, which is just before St. Paddy's Day. So that's the pre-St. Paddy's Day riot that we normally do, where there's like 10 comedians, and we might turn it into a storytelling show about the most drunken stories, etc., etc. So I think that's going to be fun as fuck. 17th and 18th of March, we're in London. The 17th is sold out.
It's absolutely sold out, boy.
Sold out. We're in the Museum of Comedy in Leicester Square. There was an extra show added on the 18th. The 18th, Museum of Comedy, there should be tickets left. If you're in London, you know people in London, tell them, because I'll be on fine tune that day. And by fine tune, I mean blocked. All right. Not for the show, but we'll be getting there. So that's 17th, 18th, London. And then finally, we can announce the Lavery's first ever Friday show, which is on the 24th of March. We have John Colleary headlining, who is from the Savage Eye, arguably one of the best comedians in the goddamn country. Not my words, the words of everyone. Okay? We'll announce support and stuff soon, but it's going to be the first one. You're going to want to get there and see one of the best comedians there is, basically. So that's going to be absolutely goddamn epic. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's about it. 11th of March, Lola's. 15th, Lavery's Comedy Club's pre St. Paddy's Day riot. 17th and 18th of March, London. And the 24th of March, first ever Lavery's Friday gig. Okay, so let's kick this shit off, bitches.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make yo, bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you.
People!
Yas! There we go. Let me just tell you what's happened here in the General Banter section of this General Banter podcast. My sister's fiancé Knowles, is just off the old internet message, and he's like, I'm going to throw him under the bus here, I'll not give any names away, but he's like, here, I got a photo taken in work, like a headshot, and, you know, can you basically Photoshop it to make it look like I'm less pale? And it's him wearing a suit and a red tie, so I've essentially sent him back a photo where he looks like Donald Trump. That tea that I just sipped is no longer warm. And I'm stifling vomit as we speak. So he's basically like, can you fucking fix this? I mean, unfortunately, I'm involved in like two jobs that are probably the most frequently sort of asked to do for free jobs. You know, someone, you're like, oh, I do comedy. And people are like, tell me a joke. And you're like, yeah, because that won't be awkward here in someone's fucking kitchen in a house that I don't know. Let me just fucking stand on a chair here and do a set for you. You fucking dildo. That won't be weird at all. Mm. Yeah, I'll do that. That's perfectly natural for me to just launch into a set. You know what I mean? What about that Donald Trump? Hey, fuck me. Doesn't the hair on his head look like a fucking Yorkie's arsehole? Like, am I just going to jump into that in the middle of your kitchen? That's not even a funny joke, but like, you know, and then people find out you do some sort of, you know, oh, you do like editing stuff? Do you make videos and Photoshop and all that there? Do this for free. I know you've only been doing it since you were about 14 and have a knowledge of it way beyond anything I could learn at this point in life. Can you do it for nothing for me? Because I just realized that that's what you do and you could probably do that for nothing for me. You know, it's a bit like that thing, like, hey, you do the dishes. You're the best at the dishes. That's like, man, you're so talented. Do everything for nothing, will you? Just fucking sit there like a dickhead. Outrageous, people. Out fucking rageous. I don't know if you got to listen to the last podcast we did with Aaron McKeown. There is a 2-hour podcast that went up, so I don't know if this one will be 2 hours, seeing that the time has been eaten into by me photoshopping my sister's fiancé into Donald Trump. So, literally orange terracotta face. Hopefully it works for him, you know. But I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but speaking of fucking painting faces, I put up a video the other week basically taking the piss out of all those charcoal masks, which seem to be the latest craze on the internet, you know. That seems to be what happens. Like, oh, this is weird. Let me put on fucking this thing that can barely be taken off human skin, and that's what people have been doing. You know, they've just been like putting this shit on their face, realizing that if you don't put it on properly, it's an absolute nightmare to get off. And they're like, oh yeah, it pulls all the fucking blackheads out of your skin. Which, and you know, I don't know much about skin, but is that healthy? I bet you do that and you're like, oh my god, my skin's so soft. And then the next day your skin can't deal with any sort of like fucking dirt or oil, and you just turn out like a fucking pizza. Like you've eaten a fucking nail bomb. Oh, it was soft for 3 minutes. Congratulations. So I decided to take the piss out of that because everyone that does it looks like they're in blackface. So I decided to make a Buy the Blender video in blackface. And I tell you what, not a single word was said. You know, of all the fucking stupid shit I get yapped about, I literally did blackface and no one gave a fuck. And, I'm trying to think back over the things that I've done over the years that people have cracked up. But the main one being... It was the fucking ad for DOE, because they're so over the top. They're so over the fucking top here. You know, it's like the most crazy circumstances. Like, what's that girl? What's that girl? Sure, I'll just have the fucking one and all. And then... hold on, I'm going to see if I can fucking... DOE. Oh my god, I can't type. DOE. Are you supposed to feel sick after you drink a green tea? Because I could barf real quick. You know? Add NI. Road safety. Oh, could definitely barf. You know, what's the one where it's like, you know, well, I forget what you're saying, but it's something like, you know, you just snap out for one drink, and then can you drink the entire, you know, oh, this is a good one. You wouldn't distract your mate when he's doing this. Yeah, you would. Guy taking a penalty, and his mate's like, fuck up! Distract your friend doing this. Well, yeah, you would. And also, it wouldn't be totally silent if you're watching a football match. You wouldn't distract your mate if she's jumping in a pool. Jenny, you're easily distracted. He's doing a putt, ready? Golf. And he's got 9 mates watching him for some fucking reason. And of course the computer stops because we're in the middle of the country. In the hole! In the hole, GMC, you fucking dickbag!
So why would you distract them when they're doing this?
That's it. So it's like you wouldn't distract him when he's playing golf. You wouldn't distract him doing all this shit. But tell him why he's distracted. He's got a car full of blurt there. You know, barely paying attention. Every time he turns the wheel, it's like ding, ding, ding. Like one of those things in a game show. Spin the wheel. That's his dick in the steering wheel. Just bang, bang, bang. Just catching every fucking little spoke on it. But here's the editing fuck up on this ad, if you watch it. You wouldn't distract them here. They're in the middle of the town, right? City, city, city. Eat these crisps, Jamesy. Ready? Oh my god, have these crisps. Bang. Hits a gate in the middle of the country. You know?
Young passengers and young drivers.
You have to be big style fucking distracted to be like, stop acting the maggots, guys. And you're like outside, you're in like fucking Dublin Road. And you're distracted the whole way to fucking Ballinahinch where you hit a farmer's gate. Weird. And by the way, you distract your mates all the time. You know what I mean? You don't let your mates away with anything. You fuck with them all the time.
Are a lethal combination. The car is no place to socialise.
The car is no place to socialise. Illustrated perfectly by taxi drivers. What other dopey ads? I mean, I got shit basically because there was one where a guy... Oh, here it is. The old Kill the Kids ad. Irish Road Safety ad. I got shit for this because I basically copied it. And it was basically the whole ad I left as it is. And then I put a different message in at the end. For IKEA flat pack kids. Because the fucking the kids get absolutely smashed by the car. But it's like, you know... I'd love to sit in the meetings for these where they're like, what can we do? What is the fucking craziest way that we can sort of scare people out of speeding and driving like a dickhead? And they're the most, you know, it's like, oh, well, you wouldn't distract your mate here, you know, and they swerved off track and the guy hit a fucking loading lorry that was like had its ramp down and he did a Dukes of Hazzard sort of spin in the air, you know, into basically a filling station where he crashed through pumps, lit the car on fire, and then the car went like along, and then guess what? Oh my god, another lorry loading stuff, and he hits that ramp and the car goes flying through the air and clips the wing of a plane, which then crashes just head first into an orphanage full of babies. Never ever fucking flip your car into an orphanage full of little children whose parents died in car crashes, ironically. Circle of Life, Lion King. It's right here we go. We'll see if it's loaded up. Here's a sweet cover of Sweet Child of Mine. Dead children. This guy's get the toast in, mate. Getting the toast in. Jumps in the fucking Astra, mate. Here we go. He's raking it with a toast. He's off his fucking head on toast, so he is. Just type in DOE road safety ad. Here's a bunch of kids playing in the forest. What am I paying for fucking school tuition for? And you're making them hug trees? Do some fucking maths, pricks. Chinese one? Wise up. There he is, mate. The Astra. Good douche. Now, there he is. Flip, 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 flip. Smash. Just fucking... Do you know why people would like crush a garlic before they chop it? That's what happened to them kids. And then and then there's a picture of an empty school room. So that's kind of like the teacher going like, whew, off the mara. Because my kids are in the soil. But I don't get that ad because it's, you know, usually it's like, don't drink and drive. Don't like obstruct your mates. Or what did they say? Distract your mates. Don't do it. You know, it's usually like a warning. Put a seatbelt on. You know, don't be texting while you're driving. This one's just try not to be in a forest when a Vauxhall Astra, for no reason whatsoever, fucking loses control and flips. The guy wasn't eating his toast anymore. He wasn't drinking. He's just paying attention. And he was heading around the bend and the car just flipped over a wall, even more impressively, smashing the kids to pieces. Now, that's all I did. I used the same ad and then just wrote IKEA, flat pack children. But that's, you know, what can you do? Like, it's a fucking joke. These things are never going to happen. Never, ever drive up a ramp and clip the wing of an airplane, which then crashes into the Royal Victoria Hospital maternity ward. because your mates will think you're a bastard, essentially. What one's this? DOE, here we go. Oh, got some ladies.
Just because I'm a pedestrian doesn't mean I'm nobody.
You can hit someone in a Fiesta. Fucking wreck it.
Doesn't mean I can see you.
Just because you're at the speed limit.
Just because I'm a driver doesn't mean I can see you. What does that mean? Just because you're on the road doesn't mean I'm paying attention. Here's this woman here. Oh, good goosh.
Doesn't take away my right of way.
Just because it seems clear.
I was about to say, don't cross the road on a fucking bend on a hill. You three dumb bitches. I love the actors that they use in this.
Just because I'm in trainers doesn't mean you can run me down.
Just because you're nearly home doesn't mean you are.
Oh, he cracked the eggs, mate.
One in every five road deaths is a pedestrian. Just because you use
blood out the back of the loaf and all, mate. Jesus Christ, mate. Again, I don't know what the point of that. It's essentially going like, you can die at any... That's the DOE reminding everyone that they can die at any second, you know? Just because you're in a car doesn't mean you can't fucking hit a wall. And it's like rock, paper, scissors with cars. You know? Just because you're in a car doesn't mean you can't get hit by a wall. Just because you're fucking walking along with a high-vis vest on doesn't mean you can't trip and fall and your head goes on the wheel of a fucking bus. Highly unlikely in this country because they're never on fucking time, but, you know, you probably get away with it. Just because you're jogging doesn't mean you can't be caught by a scooter and viciously just basically mangled. You know, you get your arm caught up under that back wheel of the scooter. Jesus, never ever jog in front of a scooter. Where does it end, people? Where does it fucking end in this country? How did I get onto this? Oh yeah, I was talking about that blackface video. Didn't get any fucking backlash for that at all. You know, I feel like it was exactly on the line of someone, you know, it's weird, isn't it? You know, you pick the correct angle, no one gives you shit. Yet if you did that at Halloween, people would be like, bro, what do you want, slavery back or something, you fucking maniac? It's very weird, very weird. What other videos was that? Made that Bellies video for the old election. Seemed to do quite well, the old make NI rave again. I wonder should I do more of that character. Hit me up on Twitter if you want to see more DJ Bellies. I feel like a lot of people like that, and it is fairly relatable in this country because there is probably like a little bunch of people who are still stuck in that mindset. You know what I mean? They wish they could still just take a pile of ease and go to an illegal rave somewhere. And no doubt it happens, guys. I have no doubt that sort of shit goes on. Jesus. Barf and die. We did have an election, guys, and I think it went okay. I didn't really pay much attention to it. I didn't even vote, which is I'm massively ashamed of, but I had to fucking get the thing out of my dad's house and I just wasn't at it the whole time, so what can you do? And it made me feel extra bad because people were literally like getting up with hangovers and driving the whole way fucking home just to vote and then come back. So I felt like a right cunt, but I don't know if things have sorted themselves out. It is always just a two-dog race, really, isn't it? But it's just depends on what dog gets the most amount of treats. But I think there's enough votes, was it for Sinn Féin, that they don't have that majority thing where DOE can... Or DOE. That's because I was looking at the word DOE there. DUP can't, like, veto things, you know, regarding same-sex marriage, etc. So it came up and they were just like, you know, they had the power before just to be like, it's not even up for discussion. It's a straight-up no. Whereas now they can have a fucking vote or a riot about it, and hopefully the whole same-sex marriage thing gets treated as it should, which is such a non-fucking problem that I'm literally bored of fucking hearing about it. You know what I'm saying? And it's a problem if you're a gay person. Well, it's, you know, this is the type of world we live in. You could probably be like, just because a man wants to marry a man doesn't mean he's gay. And you're like, what sort of shiftable morphing goalposts are these in the trans world? Trans world sports, guys. Ruined forever. Used to be on a Saturday morning, but I should bring that back. Trans World Sports, and sort of trans people. And the sport is basically, guess what they've decided to show up as that day. You know what I'm saying? That is intolerant, get us. You know what I mean? I played that in the Iron podcast where it was kind of just like, you know, listen, don't worry what toilet I'm going to use. Okay, don't worry what gender I am. Okay, and you're like, I'm not worrying, but like, don't take me to court when I accidentally call you a girl because you're wearing like traditionally female clothing and look like a girl and, you know, all that shit. Dude, I'm a gay woman, trans, cross-dressing, pre-op, fucking asexual dog, all right? And that's what I decided to be right now. Are you mental by any chance? No, 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 no. Why are you so intolerant? I don't know. You seem to be very, very, very hardcore in the trans thing. Do you do anything else? I'm an activist. Do you do anything else? I'm trans. No, that's not, I don't think you're hearing me. Do you do anything other than yap about being trans all the fucking time? Or are you like a, you know, a high achiever? And one of these super achievers who happens to be like trans? You know? Or do you just troll the internet all day calling people Nazis? I don't know. We all need to sort our lives out, guys. If you could only see the body language that I've adopted right now, talking, you know, very relaxed, very non-threatening, you know, understanding eyes. But we're just throwing ideas out there, guys, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't distract your friend with your dick and tits, would you, while he's driving? Who's the gentleman? That ad should be, don't buy Vauxhall Astras, because they flip on a fucking pebble. God forbid there be a class learning about muck over the top of this fence. What am I talking about? This has gone out of fucking hand. Anyway, I'll probably get ridiculed for not voting, but sure, what can you do? Like, just be less busy. That DJ Bellies thing was part of the BBC's Tight Shorts, of which there's going to be quite a few. You know, of quite a few of them to make, aside the contract, and they're like, you've got all these videos to make by the 22nd of April or something, so. Or March it might be. You might need to fucking shit that out real quick. I'll tell you what happened at the weekend here before we delve into questions in 10 minutes or so. First of all, I've a couple of things to tell you about. Friday night, we Maureen had a rough day of makeups, so she was like, right, my dad and I was going to watch the rugby. I think my mum's coming in the pub to meet us. You know, do you want to go to the pub? Aaron McCann was up. We'd just done a podcast. He ended up staying. We drank in the late at night. I didn't feel great about myself. Because we'd been to We Are Vertigo again to film a second video, which was fun, you know. Not a big video, not a lot involved. So we took our fucking time while we were there, you know. Sandwiches, fucking coffees, you name it, talking shit to the guy there about the old rugby fucking war stories. Then we shot the video and then edited the video right there and then and just give it to them, which is the handiest job I've ever done, I think. So we came back and we drank and all that shit. What the fuck? Yeah, so we took him to this little country pub that we go to, which is, I'm not going to mention any names because I fucking, you don't even want to just let people know that you're in these places half the time or else you just get the odd fucking, "Ee, him, are you your man?" And you're like, what are you talking about? Do you make videos for internet? Yes. No, you don't. Well, why'd you fucking ask? Nah, let me Google you, stand there. It's like, you know, have you not heard that thing? Like, your man, it can be anything you believe it is. Yeah, that's me too, so. Let me take these drinks back to the table before I fucking knee you to death. Overeem style. So we're in this pub, right? And I just look around, and this, no joke, big tall black dude dressed as a fireman comes in, looks around, and darts into the other room. And I was like, now, either that's a stripper, or that is Tyrone's only freelance black fireman, which made everyone laugh because we were thinking about like jobs that you can't possibly be a freelancer in, you know. Oh, hi, I'm Colin, I'm a freelance surgeon. All right, good luck with getting to work, bro. I was like, you never know, you know, his mates could be out. They're like, it's not that serious a fire, you know. Run on in there, put it out. But then we found out there was a hen party hen party in the next room, and of course there's all these fucking screams. Yeah, my God, no. There's dudes dancing around. I mean, do strippers, they don't strip necessarily, do they? Are they actually pulling their tits and fannies out? Or this guy's tagline wasn't, are you ready for the hose, and pull out his big fat black dick, you know, he doesn't deserve to have that job, I'll be honest. You know, what other, you got a fire in your mouth, and then, you know, I put it out with jizz. I don't know why he's got that accent, because he's black. That's very racist to me, but you know, if he had an accent from here, and he's like, well, love, check out this big fucking black python, blip. You know, I don't know if I'd be into it personally, you know, I don't know if I'd be into that.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's essentially the difference between, like, you know, male and female things. You know, people always talk about equality and all this shit and rape culture and all, and it is legit because there's a threat of physical, you know, that's where all of that shit comes from, is because there is a physical difference between men and women, and it's like, if men do certain things, it's very aggressive, and if women do certain things, it's grand, which is why, like, if you had a stripper, and you're a fella, and a girl stripper comes in, it's like, sit in your hands, and I'm gonna fucking humiliate you, and you might see my titties, and I'm gonna slap you with your own belt, and make a cunt out of you, and blah, blah, don't you dare touch me, there's a bouncer here to literally watch in case you touch me. And then, you know, a dude can go in somewhere on a stripping, on a hen do thing, and just six girls suck his dick and no one says a fucking word. You know what I mean? That's the thing. I'm sucking your dick. I don't care what you say. And he's like, I don't have a problem with that because I love getting my dick sucked by six people. You know? But, like, you're going to have to be a fucking freak show to go into, like a stag do and be like, right, line up. You just can all fucking have a go at this. Dip dab over here. Plop, plop, plop. Whereas at the other one, they're just passing the dick around like a fucking chubba chub. Just, here you go, Teresa, it's your turn. There you go.
Who wants the fire put out? Blip!
I don't know if the puller dicks are not. I mean, is there laws against that? I don't know. I mean, it used to be always be like that, where it's like, you know, you're having a stag do or a hen do, go out and get as much cock and dick and fanny as you can before you get married. God forbid, you get married without getting that last dose of dick. So that was just a funny thing that I seen, just a black freelance fireman going in there. I mean, I can see the puns coming together, like, you know, if he's banging people, that, maybe I'm just basing strippers off things that I've seen in porn, you know, where it's like a dude, and then it's like, it's a party, full of, it has to essentially be a load of fucking porn stars, because you go into, like, a group of people and they're friends, 9 times out of 10, half of them are fucking munters, right? You know, you can't guarantee, like, in the videos, everyone's just gonna have perfectly waxed, you know, undercarriages, aka fadges, right? And you can't also guarantee that they're gonna be good at banging on camera. So yeah, you're gonna have to set that up. You know, that's not reality. You know, you can't go in there and be like, Denise, you're up next, and he's like, fuck me, I'm on the blob, I'll just sit here and hold a camera. Oh, this is why I need a guest, because I end up talking shit for way too long. Yeah, shout out to Black Fireman Stripper. Fuck me, seeing Sunday, we went to Explorers, which was my idea. You know, everyone was a bit down in the dumps, and I was like, guys, let's go finger a fucking halibut, right? So, I was like, let's go to fucking, and I was assuming, it's been many, many years since I was there. Don't ask me why I thought that all you did was go to Belfast and then head on past Hollywood a bit, and then be like, oh, I'm essentially an Explorers. Not at all. This was like, oh yeah, we're now approaching Newton Ards, and it's another 45 minutes or something. And I was like, fuck me. And we already left it too late, you know, and then you're waiting on Maureen to get ready, which is just impossible. No offense to Maureen. I hope she never listens to this, but like, fuck me. There's no, you couldn't do anything in a hurry. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is really exciting. Let's go. And she's like, okay, just let me get ready for 3.5 hours here. And even the last bit where you're like, oh, you look ready. I'll go get in the car. And then there's like this other 20 minutes where you're like, what were you doing? And did you like decide to fucking do dishes or something? That's me ready now. Let me hoover the house. And you're like, for the name of fuck. Anyway, we got Begley and we got Maureen's sister and we went to Explorers and we read on the website 10 to 5, bro. And we got there at about 10 past 4 and we're like, listen, it doesn't leave us much time, but, you know, we'll run around, we'll see what we want to see, get some photos, and then we'll just go for dinner. So we got there and this woman was like, oh no, we actually stop admitting people at 4 o'clock. And I was like, oh, why does it say open to 5 then? And I'm a fairly, you know, one of my better traits as a human is I get pissed off about weird things, but a lot of things that piss normal people off, I can shrug off pretty quick. You know, if I smash something that's worth a lot of money, you move on. If you turn up to somewhere like that, you don't get in, you move on. You know, I've walked up the bar. Like, I remember going up to the door of fucking Perch one time, and this guy was on the door, and he goes, sorry, mate, you're dressed too casual. And I went, all right, and turned around and went to walk away. And he's like, oh, him, I was only winding up, because I've seen your videos and all, you must be great crack. And I was like, yeah, I don't, what do you want me to do, argue with you to get into this fucking shithole where you can't get served for 9 fucking hours? No, you're dressed too casual. Good. Because I'm going to stand here in a bar that's 8 people deep with rain coming through the roof while a fucking 16-year-old is like, how do you make an espresso martini? Is it coffee with a fucking lavag in it? And you call it quirky because you go up on a fucking lift? Well, it's quirky. Put a blanket around you. Put a fucking roof on, dickhead. It's freezing. I mean, I feel like I'm taking a lot of my anger out on Perch, the bar here. Go to Perch, guys. It's an experience. It is nice. But I'm probably going to get sued now, but sure, fuck it. I probably won't get in next time I go, you know. But what I'm saying is, you know, I don't get... You know, I've seen people get in the fight. What do you mean? I'm fogging in here before wearing Timberlands and shorts. And they're like, not this week. He's like, oh, you can't get in here. I'm like, right, you're not the only bar in this fucking street. Like, move on. So as soon as the woman said it was closed, I was like, right, let's move on. But Maureen had to stand there and have this very, very female. I'm going to be real sexist right here. Very, like, very female or drunk male. That's the type of argument. Like, you do realize that, you know, the website says 5. And she goes, yeah, but it takes about an hour to get round. Yeah, but then say it shuts at 4 then and keep it open to 5. She had a fair point. But at this point, you're like, walk away. And the woman was like, yeah, I understand. I'll bring that up with management and all, but it's just we have to shut at 4 and da-da-da-da-da. And you're like, just walk away. Because, you know, she's literally burnt 10 minutes that we could have been in the fucking place holding a dogfish. You know. Just it's a fucking waste of time. So we ended up, we just went straight to the pub, went to some pub in Port of Ferry there, which was odd. We know in Edmunds where we open it, and after coming from Explorers, we're like, is this place open too, or what? And you're like looking in the door going, can we come in here? Are you boys going to gang rape us? And we went in, and there was another fella in the corner of the bar, another youngish guy with what looked like maybe his dad or, you know, an older boyfriend or whatever, and all they were listening to was Ed Sheeran. It was like they were having a fucking listening party. I mean, lads, I've got the one and only copy of Divide, you know, Ed Sheeran featuring Stormzy, and come on in the bar here on Sunday and we'll listen to it, just me, you, and the lads, and then after we'll have a few Jaeger. This boy's chugging Jaeger bombs at 4 in the afternoon, respect. You know, we'll play that and then we'll get wild comfortable and, you know, we'll talk about our issues and all, and then we'll have an awkward drunken hand job. That's right, with you. Is that right, Jared? But anyway, again, one of those dudes at the bar was giving it the fucking. He was literally going like, "Are you the guy that does internet videos?" And I was like, "Yep." "No, you're not." And they're like, "Why ask? You know what I mean? Like, why I could go up to fucking anybody and be like, are you Rod Stewart? And they're like, no. And I'm like, I are. How long do I giggle that you're not Rod Stewart? And you're like, I'm a 60-year-old woman. And you're like, I bet you look similar. It's just, are you who I think you are? Yeah. All right, hold on, I don't believe me, are you? Fucking maniac. Let me Google you. I was like, I will literally be at the table and you can, when you confirm it, you know, nod to me or something. I'll not be paying any attention, but, you know, respect. Anus. Absolute fucking weird shithole. So we flipped the coin. Maureen had to drive. Ha! After a fucking argument all day. And then we got super drunk. See, there is something about day drinking where it's like one drink equals three drinks. You know, you get real pished real quick. So we went from there to some place at the side of the road where we got like fucking food and had more pints. And then like a dickhead begly orders fucking sambucas. And then I just felt sick the whole way home essentially. Because there's nothing quite like having six pints and then a sambuca after your dinner. And then a hour and a half drive home. We were trying not to fucking barf. We had to stop for beer in Lurgan. I was like, stop in Lurgan, the fuck. I need more beers to quell this vomit. And then I was hungover as shit. For a person who hasn't really been drinking that much of late, it fairly fucking hits you. Let me tell you, you bastard. Let me hit some questions up here, okay, guys? Okay, we could talk more in depth about the election, but I don't know much about it, so fuck it. Let's move over to these questions, bitch. Shane Todd, Mickey Bartlett, Colin Geddes could easily sell out the SSE if they did a joint show. Really? Come to the Odyssey. I don't know if that would work that well. Come see a stand-up show. At the fucking Odyssey. Christ of the night. Any chance you can start uploading your videos on YouTube as well as social media, even if you do them in bulk when you have a few? And that is from my boy, Matty Jasek, I think is the way you pronounce that. Yeah, I probably could. My only worry is that none of them are really relevant after a couple of days. That's why I don't do it, in all honesty. But I could like the Daily Blend type things, is that what you mean? Yeah, I don't see why I shouldn't. Just put up all the fucking, I'll put some up. I'll do that for you. It's just, I'm always put off by the fucking, you know, like a Daily Blend is for Facebook and it's usually quick and you get your hits and then it's gone. I could put up the ones that sort of have a bit more of an evergreen feel to them. So Cahill Dixon, search Jurassic Bork. Okay. Is it Jurassic... Oh, Jesus Christ. Jurassic Bork. Is this a Google type thing? Or is this YouTube? Is it safe? Is it clean? Jurassic Bork. Here we go. Am I going to barf at this or something? Oh, is it a dog? Is it a dog? Oh, that's fucking interesting. Here's another 30-second ad, likely. Horse shit. See, I'm actually transferring a file to someone right now, so that's taking a fucking lifetime. Come on, the fuck. Unbelievable. So to fill the fucking gaps here. I'll go back to that. What do you reckon to Victoria, Australia, getting female green men on the traffic crossings? Saw this on telly this morning. Street light equality. So they've got like a push for male to female equal pedestrian crossing lights in Vic. I mean, it's fucking madness, isn't it? It's like, who's being annoyed by that? Who the fuck is being... Who's like, I'm not represented by the fucking little man on the thing there, so make sure he's got a fucking skirt on, so I don't know, is it a dude in a skirt, or is it a fucking female? Female. You can't. And then there'd be female feminists going, just because a skirt... You know, just cause skirts don't represent... Skirts don't really represent, you know, femininity, essentially. But it's got broken legs, too, so it's essentially like, you know, a bald woman in a skirt with cerebral palsy. God forgive me, I swear to fuck. Here we go. Here's Jurassic Bork for the lads. I didn't know what this was initially, but I think I know now. Here we go.
To Jurassic Bork.
There's the look. Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes, you know, I'll write a video and I think I've done good work, you know. I'll be like, that's like a clever video. Well done to me. And then you see some shit like that and you're like, why bother? You know, just make a dog rap to a song, essentially. Meow, 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 meow. Super Bork World. What about this Google Pixel? Has anyone got one? Give me a bit of fucking feedback. I'm sick of the iPhones. Oh. If it was any sort of host of a podcast, I would just freestyle to this. Do you know in that film, I don't know which one it is, where he's like being chased by a big giant ball? I remember when I was a teenager, I would have like a stress dream where I just had the same dream over and over and over again about running through like a wheat field type thing with a big ball chasing me, and I could hear it crush all the crops, and I just kept running and running and running, you know, and then you wake up in a sweat and then you have that like three times a week and you feel class, you know? Chris Reezy, what about Philip Schofield taking 10 shots? On another note, have you seen or heard The Shadow of Truth? Netflix doc? No. Fuck me. Oh, I feel so sick. I haven't seen that. Let me just look that up real quick. This is also boring. Philip Schofield. 10 shots. I type like a fucking old woman. Let me get my glasses on and type with one finger here. Do you know what's weird about doing podcasts? See the amount of fucking work I have to do today? Fuck me. Philip Schofield downs 10 shots in a row and collapses after being challenged to a drinking contest. Fair fucking play to you, sir. I got a sports massage the other week and I swear to God I could get one every day. No bullshit. I mean, imagine if you were like a really rich, loaded person, you would. You'd just be like, yeah, give us that massage as soon as I wake up, you know. Go for that dick too. That's gross. It's not even that pleasurable an experience. You know, it's mainly pain. Here he goes. 1, 2, 3. Is this on this morning or something? That's so silent and weird. Nine.
Nice.
Savage. What was that on? I wonder, because I doubt they're showing that in this morning. Like, hey kids, do fucking 10 shots. Do you know what bothers me about that? And it's the same thing if you ever play like the Power Hour, which is great crack if you get one of those Power Hours on YouTube and listen to all the shitty 90s music. It's, you're taking the shot, you know what I mean? It's like a single shot every fucking minute, and the minute just feels like it gets shorter every time. And the bit that would annoy me about that, when him taking shots, is it's 10 shots. I'd rather just have a pint of something, you know? Want to barf your plonker off? Google necrotizing fasciitis or something. Oh my god, here we go. This is from the olden days of me doing regrettable Googles, where you Google something and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna die. Is a rare but serious bacterial infection. Here we go. This won't last long. Images, the old image search. I'm gonna barf so hard. Oh no, 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 no. It's, you know what, if I recorded this podcast at like night, I think I would, the worst I would have is like nightmares, but I feel like I'll just be awake through most of my night. Fuck me. It's called a flesh-eating disease, essentially. There's a woman with half a face gone there. And like, I don't know if this is racist or not. Why are they all like Indian? Or like some sort of dark Asian person? What's going on in those fucking countries where it's like, that's what happens? Oh yeah, he went to school and came back, half his fucking face came off, like just wet Weetabix. Disgusting. Oh, I feel very uneasy. Would you, you and Mickey ever do a gig in Cookstown? Let me tell you, Jack, my boy, we've done gigs in Cookstown and no one fucking came to them, so what can you do? Well, I don't know, maybe if we double-head the fucking Bernaven. Get into Bernaven, bro. Oh, Jesus Christ. There was a picture. Sorry, I was leaning right into the mic there. There was a picture there of Aaron. Some dude, must be his mate, shared it from like 2013 when he ate like 100 nuggets. The fucking idiot. I mean, this is before people figure out that they can do comedy for attention. You know, this fucking idiot was like, let me eat fucking 100 nuggets. Hi. Barf everywhere. I can't imagine the vomit you'd be doing after that shit. This is fucking horrendous. 46 minutes. I have so much work to do today. Oh my god. Check out Mr. Methane. Okay, Google more stuff. Banter. Mr. Methane. Do up a fucking moon of fucking papers. Oh, it's a dude farting. Great! I don't even want to click that. I'll click it for a minute. Fuck me. I don't know whether the lead into this mixer is a fucking good idea or not. It's just ruined this show. Just me talking about people fucking farting and the... I make a bit of money from YouTube, right? Not enough to even talk about, right? But it's better than nothing. But ads drive me fucking ballistic.
Hi, and you are Mr. Methane. I am a performing flatulist.
Flatulista?
Okay, certainly.
Here we go. Oh. Of course it's frozen. I don't know what makes me more sick, like if he was a big fat dude farting, or the fact that he's a wee skinny, bony arsed guy.
And
where you can just, you know, one of those arses where you imagine you can just see their asshole when they're standing upright with their legs together. You know, you don't have enough cheek to like meet it in the middle. Ugh. Necrotizing with fishitis. Right, let's rattle through these Facebook questions. We'll go back. If you had to get a tattoo of one of what? Oh, sorry. Marty Goodall. He's finished that question in a different question. If you had to get a tattoo of one of the squad, who would you get? I would get... God damn it. I would get... one of... Probably just Mickey Bartlett. On my arm. Like an RIP thing, like he's dead. And show it to him while he's still alive and be like, look at that. That's my memorial to you once you die, bro. So, respect. Get one of Aaron on my arse and just where his mouth is, it's my asshole. You know, that'd be good crack. Literally. Check out Mick Morgan, the best sports commentator on earth. Well, one celebrity at a time. Here is Mr. Methane.
Just do it.
Okay, certainly. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen,
it's going to be per converse on
the art into fart. First of all, I just have to adopt the farting position. Okay. You pick.
Who's that?
That was a good one.
Music Maestro! Thank you.
Tell you what, no one's using that mic when he's done. Throw it in the fucking bin. He's got it pressed right against his shit-tore. Oh, God. Mick Morgan. Right, this is the last one I'm Googling. For the love of Jesus. Mick Morgan. Commentator. Oh, fuck me. It's not coming up, guys. It's not coming up in that Google search. So let's see real quick. Oh, who's this? Trying to talk to me? Fuck, Gav. Mick Morgan, best sports commentary. Here we go. This is the last video. I swear to Jesus Christ, the night. Oh, Snapchat questions to get through too. I forgot about that. God damn it. My nuts and dick. Killing a lot of time here. Killing time like a bastard. Let's do some Snapchat questions, rattle through them. What do you consider to be the greatest stand-up performance of all time? Who are your top three favourite comedians and what separates them from everyone else? The greatest stand-up performance of all time is Bernie Mac at the Def Comedy Jam thing. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Now, disregard, like take out of your brain, like actual material and what he's saying, because that's not important. It's more of like how he controls the crowd, which is very, very fucking impressive. And he's got a pair of jeans with either himself or Grace Jones like sprayed on it. I can't remember. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Tired of this shit. And then he just does a joke. And then he goes, hit it. And the DJ plays a track. And he goes, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Tired of this shit. And he just keeps repeating this thing, and by the third time he's done it, everyone goes fucking ballistic. Bernie Mac, Def Comedy Jam. When are you bringing the lads over to London? Why is it up to me to bring these fucking people everywhere? I don't really go anywhere. We're doing the 17th and 18th in the Museum of Comedy in London, bro, so why don't you just fucking go to that? For the love of Jesus. Have you ever heard of Aaron Lambo and all his police posts on Facebook? Where do you get tickets for your show on Paddy's Weekend in London? You get them at the Museum of Comedy website, and you'll see it because it's me and Shane in the photo. Hey, have I ever heard of Aaron Lambo? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Really? You know, is he playing? Is he just like, oh, I'm such a victim. All these cops are always on my back and all. And you're like, maybe don't act like a shady fucking bastard. I'm out here with a gun. And these police, Officer Dickhead here, has decided to arrest me. You tell me I can't walk around with a loaded handgun driving a fucking Lamborghini, which I paid for questionably. Do you think and you're like, mate, you're a dodgy cunt. You have a face tattoo. You're clearly pissing pure roids. And you're walking around with fucking, like, you know, what was the one I seen where you went and bought a fucking, like, what did you go and buy a coffin for someone or something? I don't know. I don't know what he does. I mean, he's obviously a professional fucking bodybuilder, like, but did he sort of gain that following just through doing these police videos, or did people know him anyway? I don't really know his story, to be honest. Might be a cool guy, I don't know, you know, but the general impression is he's always very, like, you know, why are you picking on me, you know? If you're a wrestler, what would your finisher be? It would be called the Hemorrhoider, and it would just be just a boot up the shitter. I just made that up there now. I have no idea. I like, remember, was his name Rikishi or something? Just jump with your hole, hit someone in the face with your hole. Banter. Do you watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia? I don't know who these are from, by the way. I probably should have kept the names. Yes, I do watch it religiously. And it, to me, for the most part, they only get better. You know what I mean? Some of the writing in it is fucking genius. How much does Arlene bench, and who would win the fair dig between her and Jerry? I reckon she'd kick the fuck out of Jerry. But would he be too clever to even be there? I know. Milo Hoy, how big is your dick? I don't know. I've got to measure it live on air here. It's all right. I've an all right dick. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, what can you do? I'm not like, oh, I'm so sad that my dick's so small. But at the same time, like, would it take a bit more fucking size if you were asking? I probably would. Who wouldn't? Like, If anyone ever makes fun of your dick, just go, listen, when you can fit it all in your mouth, tell me it's small, all right? But then, I'm built like a fucking baby rhino, so I've always said it, you know, you throw my dick on the likes of Begley, you know? You might have a big old dick, but unfortunately, not that build. What do you think about Khabib being really thirsty? Yeah. He missed that fight. It was going to be one of the best fights of all time, and it was, didn't happen, so Tony Ferguson and Khabib. Has anyone with a really big nose ever tried smoking a fag in the shower? No. How good was the pint I pulled you at the bar? Saltwater Brig. That's the bar you went to. It was alright, mate. It's a pint of Stella. You know what I mean? You could... you know. How well can you pour a pint of Stella? You know what I'm saying? It's still Stella. The biggest trick they ever played was like reassuringly expensive. And you're like, nope. It's for football hooligans. Is the decline of activity in your YouTube channel because you're getting bored to the onion bags with videos and vlogs and whatnot? And that's from Myla95. I'll tell you what it is, mate. I make fucking tons of videos, but most of them go on Facebook, and I just can never be fucked putting them on YouTube. So the vlogs, I'll tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm actually going to go buy a new camera because I do love making vlogs, but it's not always appropriate to take a fucking big camera rig about the place with you, which is a bad excuse, but there are some things, like, we went to the fights the other night, like the Bama fights, and I would have liked to sort of documented that, but I don't want to walk around with a big gorilla pod with a fucking thing. And I have a couple of small point-and-shoot cameras, but they're turd, so I might go buy an updated one that shoots some nice footage and has decent sound, because that's all you really need for a vlog. It doesn't need to be beautifully shot. Some people do go down that route of shooting it really well and doing loads of fucking time lapses and all this bollocks, but when it's a comedy vlog, you know what I mean, like if you're watching a vlog of mine, you're going to watch it because you think it's going to be remotely funny, so the actual quality doesn't really matter. I'll reserve the quality for videos that require quality. So I might go buy a new camera today, and I might vlog the other ones that I have, because I don't really fucking need them anymore, bro. You know, we filmed the Dead Explorers that we didn't get to, but the GoPro just kept shitting itself, so I might go buy a new camera today. Treat yourself! And get rid of a few of my others onto some other friends who maybe want to make videos. Bored to the onion bags with videos and vlogs. No, I'm not, mate. I'm busy. I make tons of videos, and I make a lot of videos for other people that you maybe don't see. And I make daily blends, and I make things for Tight Shorts and BBC. I make a lot of videos. It's just, I have a lot of videos lying that I've made that I never got fucking putting up. You know, we did a load of shots with Tom the Bear of those preppers things, and I might just take a day and fucking upload them all, is what I might do. But don't ever say I don't make videos, you wee frit. Why is weed illegal? Who knows, mate? It's illegal because it would make most drugs on the market obsolete. I mean, what they should do is if they think it's dangerous or they still think it's unhealthy or they still think, regulate it and make it available in all its shapes and forms. You know what I mean? Some people like smoking joints. Some people like smoking pipes because they don't like smoking tobacco. Some people fucking, if you could get a vape pen, would take it. Some people might just want CBD where they don't want to get high, but they want to fucking just feel nice because it's like an anti-inflammatory and all that shit. Just have it available in all its, you know, some people like to eat it. You know, if you eat enough weed, you'll lose your fucking shit. So it's just kind of make it available in its various forms and it'll be safe. Does Barry the Blender have a view on Stormont? I'm sure he does, mate. I don't really like to delve into that sort of shit, however. Just can't be arsed with it, basically. Can you and Atticus do a vlog at the Pygmy Bake Sale? Sure. Have you considered going on the sesh with McGoldrick, Nesbitt and Dornan and McElroy down to Ollie's and back to Arlene's for some red wine and cheese board? Yeah, that would be a fun video. Probably would. If that was a real life thing, I think Nesbitt would bury everybody in the drinking contest. Fucking savage. If the UFC comes to Belfast, will you fight Stephen Nolan? I would love to fight Stephen Nolan. Oh my, no, I would kill him. Here, by the way, there was chat of a, tell me if this is a good idea, tweet me or something. or Snapchat me, tell me if it's a good idea. There was an idea a long time ago, Shane Todd had it, about like a charity boxing fight. And then as I sort of talked about it, well, not me specifically, it's a bad idea, basically. You know, you shouldn't really be getting smacked in the head if you don't need it. Especially if you're me and you've been smacked in the head enough in your fucking lifetime. Head injury central. But it's I had an idea of doing like a grappling match. Now, I would say that because I'm the only one fucking would... Oh, bro, what's that noise? I'm the only one would fucking do any sort of training in the world of grappling. Although McCann has a background in judo when he was younger. So I thought a grappling competition would be good. Even if we do it amongst all the other comedians and I ref it or something. I think it'd be a good idea, do it for charity, you know, let people in, do a stand-up gig after it, all that shit, that'd be good. It would be great. Let's listen to this motherfucker in the clip now it's loaded.
The final on it again. Andy A. Oh, what about that? Send him off! Send the dressing gates off! Get him off the field! That was diabolical! Get him off the field! That's just typical of what it is! Get him walking! They don't like it! Walking, Campbell, if you've got any bottle! If you've got any bottle, Campbell, he should walk! That was absolute diabolical! It's gonna be a yellow card! A card spike!
Yellow card!
Good old fucking... what's that, like a Lancashire? Is it? What sort of accent's that?
Diabolical!
That's north of England, for sure. I spent a while in Preston the other fucking last year. And that was all the accents.
Alright, lad.
Good crack, though. Good lads. Nice people. Let your dogs in the pub. The pub's full of fucking dogs. Incredible. Even with ABBA's catchy tune writing superpowers, can they make Steps less shit? Definitely not, Jane. Steps haunt my fucking dreams because my sister liked them when she was younger. 5, 6, 7, 8. And you blow your head off. Sorry about that. For someone who is absolutely just fucking disgusted by drinking or eating noises, I apologize for that, drinking straight into the mic there. Do you listen to Boy Town? Speaking of fucking Boy Town and mic sounds, see you next time them two cunts start eating fucking toffees. It's going off. You know, Shane will be like, just eating a wee toffee. And you're like, don't eat in the fucking podcast, bro. Jesus Christ, it sounds like a blowjob getting its dick sucked. I can't even listen to myself eat things. You know what I mean? I need to drown out the sound of myself eating. So that drives me fucking crazy. Do you listen to Boy Town? I have listened to it
many times.
Who's the cuter guy, Dave or Shane? They're both pretty cute, aren't they? They should have a cute off, you know, where they dock each other's dicks. You know, you do that thing, you put your dick against the other one, roll the foreskin over it, keep it there forever. Who's cuter? You know, I think on first impressions, you would think Shane is the cuter one. But, you know, once you get to know them, you probably find out Dave is probably the cuter one. You know what I'm saying? Re-roll of the dice, would you do anything differently in my life? Well, yeah, you would take out all the fucking shitness, wouldn't you? You know? I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard question to fucking. If you're happy, sort of about where you are in your life, to some extent, you probably wouldn't change it. Although, what I would say is, I would say the general way to do it is, if I had kids, I'd be like, "Here's what you do, kids. Right? Chase money like a motherfucker. You know, get money like fuck." And then when you're about 27, 28, have a quarter life crisis and realize that it's not all about money, and then quit and chase your dreams. You know, because then you have money, but you can also, unless chasing your dreams is like a professional athlete type thing. And you're like, you know, you're way too old now, but, you know, do that. Just have some money behind you and then do whatever you want with your life. Then open a business or something. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say. It's terrible advice. Instead of like me just going, no, I'm an artist from the word go. And then, you know, just like that, 10 years later, I'll maybe find my feet. Good times, bro. Which song sticks in your head every time you hear it? Anything that can be remixed in a not safe for work fashion, you know? So like the Ed Sheeran thing, the overdose that I've had yesterday, I'm just running around going, I'm in love with the shape of dicks. And that's it. That's all I've been doing. It's saying, I'm in love with the shape of dicks. What did you think of uni at McGee, Jeff McKee? It was fairly shit, although I believe if that course that I did was done correctly, it would be very beneficial for a lot of people because you were allowed to try various forms of creative sort of things, and then you got to pick which one you liked the best, and if it wasn't for going there, I probably would never have made a video of any kind. So thanks to McGee for putting us where we are right now, which is sitting on a Tuesday at 36 past 11 while you're sending someone a video, which is slowing down your whole fucking computer. Look it up, necrotizing, whatever the fuck that's called. Barf. Great times, guys. Right, let's get the rest of these questions out while we're here. Because you love a good fart video, Richard Ashfield, world's biggest hippo fart. I've heard that. Would you ever do a podcast with the Gibbers and Rab again? Yeah, I'm sure I wouldn't say no. I actually need to respond to my man Gibbers there because he sent me a message about a video. So I need to get back in touch with that motherfucker. I mean, I don't know why they don't do podcasts anymore. Their podcast was good. And there aren't a lot of podcasts in this country. And it's decent. Speaking of branching out podcast-wise, I'm supposed to be doing a podcast with the lads from the Fellowship podcast, which, you know, if you're looking more stuff from here and you want it to be heavily Lurgan-based, not really, but yeah, give their fucking podcast a listen. But I'll be recording with them before the OMA gig. OMA! Get yourself the OMA. Buy your tickets from the Silver Birch Hotel. Silver Birches, I think it's called. But I'll be doing a podcast with them beforehand. A swapcast, as it's called, in the fucking business, bitch. Final question. Ever seen anything paranormal? No, not really. And I'm one of those people who would be like, yeah, I'm actually, I don't believe in it. But if I was in a house and you told me it was haunted, I would fucking shite my pants and run away. That's the type of person I am. It's so funny, Tom O'Mahony, who was on the podcast, I love the way everyone was like, do you know our podcast, what, Irish fella? Irish fella, just because he has a fucking accent. He is Irish for sure, but, you know, everyone up here is just like, do you have a mad Irish boy? You're like, you're in Ireland too, bro, you know? Can you be that? Can you be like an Irish Northern... I don't know why you just can't be Northern Irish, you know, because do you really want to be British? Because they don't give a fuck about you, by the way, you know. Everyone's like, I'm British to the dick and all, I'm fucking the paint of the queen inside of my house. Yeah, go to fucking England and you're a paddy cunt no matter where you're from. Do you know what I'm saying? He did a show that was on, I think, RTE or something like that. Where he went to this haunted house and he was being showed around and they sent him up into an empty room and he had to act all fucking weird and all this carry on. And he goes in the room and he's like, oh Jesus, fucking blah, and he's freaking out and everything. And then after it, I asked him about it. I was like, how much of that was real? He goes, oh fucking none of it. He's like, I fucking hammed the whole thing up. You have to have an end to this show. So he's like, I'll go in and I'll freak out and fucking... He said the weirdest part was, Jesus Christ. The weirdest part was they shot a photo with the infrared thing on his seat and it did raise in temperature. So that was about it. Speaking of weird shit, it's paranormal type shit. There was... Click, you bastard. There was something I read. Talk about haunted if you want to go on a fucking paranormal trip. Mystery of the missing remains of the Tuam babies. Click, you bastard. I hate this. The one bad thing about being in the country is the shit internet, you know? And we're literally between the end of two lines. So one up the road a bit, they have broadband, like super fast broadband or fiber optic broadband, and down the road a wee bit, they have fiber optic, and we're in the middle throwing fucking coal into a boiler trying to get it working. Unbelievable. Mystery of the remains. This is a fucking dark place to end here. A year on and still no sign of authorities finding the bodies of 794 children. But one historian thinks she knows where they are, writes Sandra Jordan. Catherine Corliss walked through the housing estate in Tuam, County Galway. The judge Yvonne Murphy, head of the Government Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes, she pointed to the playground. This is where I think the bodies are buried. Terrifying! It is a year since the story of what took place here broke. What became of the Tuam baby scandal and the headline of 800 children dumped in a septic tank went around the world. It was Corliss who told the media she was later upset by inaccuracies. She never suggested all the bodies were in a septic tank or that any had been dumped. Researching that St. Mary's Home for Unmarried Mothers for a local history annual. I mean, even the idea of that back in the day is fucking horrendous, isn't it? Corliss obtained death certificates from 796 children who died at the Tuam home, run by the Bonds Sisters on behalf of Galway County Council. But their only official burial records were two children. So I'm guessing what's happened here is, well, I'll keep reading this because this is freakish. Corliss discovered that in 1975, two boys playing in wasteland at a former home site fell into a tank containing children's skeletons. No one knows how many. Local residents erected a little grotto. Most of the deceased were newborns up to 2 years old. Were these some of the missing 794? Mate, how many fucking tanks full of dead babies are there? Are these part of the 800? Are they? Are these different lock of babies? Not all would have to fit in the septic tank. She interviewed elderly residents who had witnessed nighttime burials from upstairs windows in houses that overlooked the home's 8-foot walls. I only got by maps and records, says Corliss. That's why I think the playground here is where the bodies are most likely to be. Oh my fucking days. I mean, is this what happened? Is there like unmarried mothers had babies? And like, I'm gonna guess. I mean, what a fucking nightmare. What a fucking nightmare. I bet you a lot of people were just flat out fucking raped. Or you maybe did have some sort of fling and the guy was like, I mean, back in that day, you could literally chat a girl up, bang them, and then be like, I can't believe you banged me, you filthy fucking whore. And then just leave her and she's up the duff. And then she goes to one of these places and they're like, do you want to go back into, you know, regular life? And they're like, let me chuck this baby down a fucking well here. There was an area across the map marked burial ground, she says. First, the houses were built along that area. Finally, a playground was built on a part of the burial ground itself. Minutes from Tuam Council meeting. Okay. Due care and sensitivity when building a playground because of the children's burial ground and adopting adjoining burial ground. Corliss said, the playground unnaturally big. It's as big as the town playground. Jesus fucking Christ. That's terrifying. Isn't it? It's fucking scary as shit. Blah. Talk about fucking haunted. Why did I end on that? You know, why the fuck did I end at 2 minutes or an hour and 13 minutes of me talking about a fucking thing full of dead babies? Christ of the night. That's, I mean, it's funny how far you have to go. It's not even that far that you have to go back where it's just like fucking madness, you know? People just get away with anything. Oppressed. I mean, it's not much better now, you know, down south when it was like, oh yeah, you're not allowed an abortion, so we're just gonna let you fucking die of this. Madeir, that lady that fucking needed like an abortion, they're like, oh, we can't do it legally. See, if I was a doctor, I'd be like, I'll just fucking do it. I don't care. I'll go to jail. I'm not going to sit here and watch someone fucking die just because of morals, apparently, which don't even fucking make sense. You know, it's like, I hate when oh my God, don't even fucking start me. All that fucking church-state bullshit. Oh, it's in the eyes of the Lord. What, you're just going to fucking die? Just let me die here? You fucking maniac. Drives me crazy. It's like, what was the quote I read on? And it was one of those shitty Instagram things where it's like, they were like, explain why you're an atheist or something. And they said something like, you know, this God or whatever is supposed to be like, you know, he lets children starve to death, but he's really, really worried about what people do in their own bedroom or something like that. I'm paraphrasing heavily, but you're like, that's exactly what it's like. There's certain things that, you know, it's almost like humans have fucking decided they're angry about and then use God as a fucking excuse, which is probably what happens over and over and over again forever. The Lord does not want two gays to get married. I guarantee you the Lord don't give a fucking flying fuck about it. Maybe you being a fucking, I mean, he doesn't care about you being like, you know, discriminatory and a fucking just weird cunt, homophobic. Homophobic's the wrong word, isn't it? Anyway, we gotta end this shit, guys, and I've had a wonderful time this week, but I have a lot of work to do today, and here's a hippo shitting violently. Hippos kill more people than AIDS. Magic. Right. That's all, folks. Gotta log out. I'll speak to you later. Just remember those gigs. 11th of March, Lola's in Oma. 15th, Lavery's, Pre St. Paddy's Day. 17th and 18th, Maureen's at the Wendy. Yes. Right, I gotta go. 17th and 18th, London. 24th, Lavery's Friday gig. Gotta go. See you later. Respect.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.